Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's bring in the most normal part of this conversation. Of course, I'm talking about Olivia Harlan Decker, who joins us each and every Thursday, host of the podcast Unleashed, and our guest this week, former NFL GM Mike Lombardi. You can catch Olivia on the sidelines working the Bills-Chiefs game for Westwood One. That should be a fantastic game. Olivia, you got the Chiefs laying 1.5 at home, and of all the quarterbacks and offenses left in the playoffs, are Josh Allen and the Bills the one that can truly cause the most problems for the Chiefs?
Yeah, hi guys, good to be on. And Chelsea, real quick, I was going to tell you, if you want to stay warm at that Titans game, my biggest hack in life, and I got this from Sarah Walsh, is a battery-powered vest. I did it last week for the Chiefs game. It was in the 30s. You bring a change of battery pack at halftime, you change it out, and you won't shiver at all. So that's the biggest life hack on Amazon. I'll send you a link.
Does it look like you're wearing a bomb, though?
No, and I guess I go through the media entrance, but it does pass like a metal detector. And I know I've accidentally worn it on planes too, but they're thin and light. They look just like a normal vest. So yeah, they're great. So yeah, I'll be a terrorist. You be a bank robber. We'll just be very chic.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know now. My phone probably heard that, and someone will come for me today. But yes. For Bills at Chiefs, I'm obviously not playing this game because I'm working it, but I have some pretty good insight. I feel like everyone's, the defense, blah, blah, blah. I don't think the best defense in the NFL is going to matter too much with these two offenses. So, one, I like the over, which is pretty unpopular right now, I feel like, from shows I'm listening to. I like 54.5 over. I just think both offenses are going to outshine these incredible defenses, really incredible defense. And the Chiefs have come along so far. Really, when I looked back at the October meeting, week five, it was, you know, the Chiefs were just about to start sputtering for real. This was right before the Tennessee game when they put up 3 points, and then they went on their 8-game win streak. But that's when we were like, who are the Chiefs? And their defense was on paper so much worse than it is now. And I just feel like when you look at the Bills, and what they're able to do, score on their first 7 drives last week, play the perfect game, and then the Chiefs, who got a slow start and then scored on 6 straight drives and had to do it with every trick in the bag, tight end throwing passes, a big man catching a touchdown pass, running backs catching a touchdown pass. They were so creative in that game. I just feel like, one, it's the best game of the weekend. Two, it's going to be offensive theater, and I can't wait to watch. So the biggest play I feel confident in is the over. I really, at 1.5, I don't know how I feel about either team pulling that one off. That's such a small number. It's such a slippery slope. I feel like this will be like a 1-point game, maybe a 3-point game, but I don't feel confident enough to say either side. But this is pretty good. When we were talking to Patrick Mahomes yesterday, he kept talking about the Bills' safeties, Poyer and Hyde, saying they both play up top or down low. It's tough to try to get a read for what they're doing. Really tough to prepare for those two and the secondary as a whole, obviously. But those two especially seem to be on his mind. And then when I talked to Bill's defensive players, they said, well, yeah, now we're having to install all this stuff we saw last week. You know, 87 throwing a touchdown pass. We didn't think about that. and just any kind of trick the Chiefs can pull out of their offensive playbook. So this is going to be a good one. I think both teams from my conversations yesterday feel like they're pretty evenly matched.
I think that's going to be a much better game to watch than the last game you covered, the Steelers-Chiefs. I think we do see a lot of points in that one. But heading to the frozen tundra of Lambeau and the Packers laying 6 points against the Niners. And for me, the biggest factor in this one is, can the Niners get some pressure on Aaron Rodgers? Because remember the NFC Championship game last season against the Bucs, Aaron Rodgers sacked 5 times and the Packers lost. Do you think the Niners have what it takes to make Aaron Rodgers look human?
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, as a Packer fan, this is who we did not want to face. This is what we did not want to happen. 49ers are in our nightmares. And I'm a bit nervous just as a Packer fan. I'm always very honest about that. I think Green Bay wins. The number's at 5.5. That's jumped up a little bit, right? It's 6.5 now? Let's see.
I think it's at 6.
At 6. I don't know. Maybe I like the Niners to cover, but Packers to win, I got to say. But you're right. The way to beat Green Bay is running the football. And last week with Elijah Mitchell back, they ran for 170 on Dallas. That was the most of any team last week in the wild card. A lot of pre-snap confusion. It's like, that's what I said on your show last week, too. That's what opposing defensive coordinators and coaches, they just love about what the Niners do on offense. It's like beauty before the snap because it's so complicated. And then if you look at LaFleur and all these other guys who are still coaching in this second week of the postseason, they're, you know, disciples of Shanahan. So it's kind of teacher versus mentor here, and it's going to be really incredible. For San Francisco defensively, they have such a strong defensive front that's going to rush Aaron. That's what you were talking about, and they have these fast linebackers. They're fast at every level, too. That's kind of their mojo. Dak Prescott sacked 5 times last week, and they're healthier on the back end, disciplined coverage unit than a couple weeks ago. They're so much improved from when Green Bay went to San Francisco this year, and it's going to be pretty good. Again, these coaches, this matchup is going to be highly anticipated. There's that friendly rivalry there. It's no secret that the 49ers would love to have Aaron Rodgers someday, if not in a couple months. And this playoff history between these two in the last 10 years is specifically a little too familiar.
We're chatting with Olivia Harlan-Decker, host of the podcast Unleashed. Her guest this week is former NFL GM Michael Lombardi, and you can download a new episode today. Elsewhere, Olivia, we have the Bucs laying 3 against the Rams. And is there any way you can downplay the importance of keeping Tom Brady upright? Because with Tristan Wirfs out, possibly, that could be a huge factor here.
Well, yeah, it's Tristan Wirfs and their center, Ryan Jensen, who both did not practice yesterday. So that once I saw that, I started getting a little bit less bullish in my, it's Tampa Bay, it's Tom Brady, don't doubt them. I think there's a lot of recency bias, though, with how great the Rams looked last week. That's why I feel like that number is not a bit bigger. But now two offensive linemen are, one's in a boot, one's not practicing. That makes me nervous. Especially Tampa Bay, what they did not do week three when they faced the Rams, they were not running the ball like they are now. Now that's their bread and butter, mostly because they've had to. With Gio Bernard, Keyshawn Vaughn, didn't run at week three, and the Rams want to rush the passer. So it's kind of a bad matchup here. It's either a quick release from Tom Brady, but I don't know who he's throwing to. We don't know if Leonard Fournette's back. That makes a big difference. So they're certainly short-staffed, and I think the Rams are feeling very confident. Cam Akers playing last week was a huge swing for them. The defense was incredible. So I don't know. I guess maybe to cover, Rams plus three is a good play.
All right, so I'm going to the Titans game. We have established this. I am a huge Titans fan, so it is hard for me to look at this one completely clearly, but thoughts on the Titans laying 3.5 against the Bengals?
Yeah, I like the Titans for sure. I think the public's going to come in on Cincinnati because they're so cool and likable and exciting. But I feel like the Titans here with the whole Derrick Henry narrative, if he's playing at all, I feel pretty confident he'll be in his normal, like, 25 to 30 carry range. I don't think they're going to ease him back in a postseason game. I think he's either full beast mode Derrick Henry or not playing. So I like to think in a perfect Sunday slate that – or Saturday, that game's Saturday. I like to think he's playing and he's full go, and they're just going to wear on this defense all day. No one can contain him. And for the Bengals, defensive end Trey Hendrickson, he's limited in practice, going through concussion protocol. That's huge for that pass rush. When he's in the game and not, there's a huge difference in yards per carry that running backs are getting. Last week we saw that. And they're already down two defensive tackles. So, again, just the way it turned me off to Tampa Bay a little bit, that's turning me off to the Bengals even more. The way to beat Tennessee is up front in the trenches, and I think Tennessee wins that battle. Burrow's the second most sacked quarterback in the NFL. I think he'll be on his back a good amount in Nashville.
She is Olivia Harlan-Decker, host of the podcast Unleashed, with a new episode coming out today. Follow her on Twitter at Olivia Decker, and you can listen to her working the sidelines for Bills Chiefs on Westwood One. Olivia, thanks so much for the time, and have a great time at the game.
Guys, thanks so much. Stay warm, Chelsea.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.